Good evening, everyone. Just a quick reminder. Please, everybody, turn off your cell phones or put it on vibrate. Marv will be at 9 o'clock, followed by two Kapil Tehillim, which is a minute of the shul, and then Achino. So this year commemorates the first yahrzeit of Noach ben Avram Abba, and also the Zecher Nishmas Psachya Aryeh ben David, and the Zecher Nishmas Yoshua ben Yaakov. We thank our sponsors. I'd like to introduce Rav Rimon.
Shalom, Erev Tov. Don't worry, it will be in English. I see already the faces here. Yishar Koach for the Shi'ur. And I see that the family is here. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, Shi'e Le'ilui, Nishmat Abba, Zichrono Livracha. From Simchat Torah till today, I go a lot around Israel, days in the south, days in the north, to be with our soldiers. Baruch Hashem, I have the zchus that I hugged thousands of them. And to see our soldiers, it gives tremendous chizuk. And also to be with the civilians, with the families from lots of the yeshuvim. And I want to share with you thoughts that I feel of emuna and chizuk in our situation. And also maybe to hear from you, if you have things that you want to share or to ask. So, my grandfather was a poet. I'm named after him. His name was Arav Yosef Tzvi Rimon. There is a street on his name in Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv, in Bnei Brak. Rav Kook said that he's the greatest poet in the last 100 years. He was very special, but because it's not an evening on his poetry, so I won't speak on it now. But my grandfather, 1922, went around the Yarkon, you know, Tel Aviv, Ramat Gan, and three Arabs tried to kill him. I have an article in the newspaper that it says, Met HaMeshorer Yosef Tzvi Rimon. Died. 2 weeks afterwards, Baruch Mechaye HaMetim. We discovered that he didn't die. He was wounded. But he didn't die, and he went to Tzfat. They had a hospital. And he stayed there. Few years afterwards, Meoraot Tarpat. Meoraot Tarpat is the pogrom of 1929. My grandfather was there in Tzfat. This year, in the beginning of Sukkot, I read more details on Meoraot Tarpat on 1929 to see things that happened with my grandfather. And then I said to myself, if then, 1929, we would have an army, an IDF, Tzaha, like today, this would never happen. What happened a week afterwards? Meoraot Simchat Torah Tafshin Pei Daled. We had, wow, the war just to compare, 1929, how many Jewish people were killed? Do you know? How many?
135.
Wow, 133. Magia, wow. 130, good, wow. So it was in Hebron, in Tzfat, in Yerushalayim, and in Moza. Who said Moza? Kol hakavod, gam lecha magia. All of them together, 133. In percentage to today, we know 10% around. So I know the Jewish community was smaller, but okay, but still. 133 or 1400. And you see it and you say, oy vey, how can it be? How can it be?
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam she'hakol nihyeh midvaro.
And I want to try to explain a little how I see our geula, our redemption, and to try to get koach of all this situation, although it's not so easy. When Am Yisrael was going to leave Egypt, Mitzrayim, Kodosh Baruch Hu ordered us to eat Korban Pesach. And he says, the Torah says that you should eat Korban Pesach b'chipazon. B'chipazon means in haste. And we ask ourselves why. Why to eat Korban Pesach in haste? Now, it's not that we were in a rush. We are still in Egypt. It's before everything happens. It's the night before. The night of Leila Seder, but it's before Makat Bechorot. I mean, we are not in haste. No one is in haste. Now, why it's so important to eat in haste? And it's very interesting because in Sefer Dvarim, when the Torah will tell us how to remember Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Torah will tell us, you have to remember, ki bechipazon yatzata me'eretz Mitzrayim, always remember, you left Egypt in haste. Why is it so important to know that we left Egypt in haste? The Mechilta, the Midrash, asks, who was in haste? Who? And the Mechilta says, okay, maybe Am Yisrael that were in haste to leave Egypt. Maybe the Egyptians, because it's written also on them, Miharu leshalcha min haaretz. Also they were in haste. And then the Midrash says, also Shechina, Hashem, Kodosh Baruch Hu, Shechina, also Shechina, also was in haste. שכינה הייתה בחיפזון, ואף על פי שאין ראיה לדבר, זכר לדבר, כל דודין איזה בא, מדלג על הערים, מקפץ על הגבעות. What? חזל wants to teach us, when they say שכינה, is in haste. קדוש ברוך הוא is in haste. מהר"ל מפראג. אין מרן הרב קוק זצ"ל. Both of them explain. The redemption, when it's in haste, it means that it's not in normal, in regular process. It means that it's out of nature, breaking nature. The world in Egypt, in all the world, is a world of slavery. To change the world from slavery to freedom cannot happen normally. To teach the world that Hashem is the king of the world cannot be normal, cannot be in normal process. Paro says, Lo yadati et Hashem. He doesn't know God, doesn't know Hashem. This should be by breaking the nature, by miracles, like all the plagues and Kriyat Yam Suf. We need miracles to break the nature, and then the world can recognize who is the king of the world. The Navi Yeshayahu, Perek Chet, says, Ki lo bechipazon tetzeu, uvim musa lo telechum, ki holech lifnechem Hashem. The Navi Yeshayahu says that in the future, you won't go in haste. And Chazal in the Mechilta says that this speaks on our redemption. Our Geula is not Geula that's in haste. Our Geula lo bechipazon. What does it mean that our Geula lo bechipazon? Amaral and Arav Kook, both of them explain again, our redemption is in normal process. Not breaking nature. It seems that it's following nature. And Rav Kook explains that once Hashem had to break nature, that the world would understand that Hashem is the God of the King of the world. But the goal of Hashem is that we recognize Shechina in nature and not breaking nature. And this is our redemption. First of all, just to see what's going on, if you understand that you have to see and to look, to search in your eyes and to find the Geula in nature, in the normal nature, suddenly you see things that are, wow, never in history a nation was chucked out of the country and after thousands of years came back. Something like this never happened. And it's written in the Torah, in the Nevi'im, in Chazal, that once it will happen. Sometimes I ask myself, how for 2,000 years Am Israel continue to be believers? They saw so many terrible things, but they believed because the Torah says once we'll come back. The Nevi'im says once we'll come back, but it's against all the things that happened in the world ever. Something like this never happened. And we are here. When you take a group of people, let's say 2,000 French people, and you put them in the States after 100 years, 500 years, what will they be? Americans. What happened with the Jewish nation? Yefshar le'amin. We were spread all over, and we're still Jewish. We came back to Israel not from one place, from so many places in the world. And everything is written. Also this, in the Torah, the Nevi'im. It's also written in the Navi Hoshea, and in Chazal, in Masechet Sanhedrin, that we'll come back and we'll be very successful. Eretz Israel will be successful. Baruch Hashem, Medinat Israel is very successful. One of the most successful countries in the world. You see Geula in your eyes. I cannot understand how today a Jewish person can be not believer. You see it in your eyes. It's not that you need the proof. You see it. You see in your eyes. We are here. We are part of this unbelievable Geula, redemption. I spoke yesterday with a group from New York. You know where's New York? No, somewhere. And I told them, you know, it's complicated to be Jewish here today in Israel in the wartime.
But it's much more complicated to be now in Chutz Laretz. First of all, they said, okay, it's of course, anti-Semitism, everywhere. I said, it's not just this. Here, you feel you are a part of something big, something happens. We are a part of Geula, we feel Pa'amei Mashiach, something happens. And when you are here, you are part of the Geula. When you are in Chutz Laretz, okay, you hear about it. But you are not a part of our Geula, of our redemption. You know, someone told me, also came from New Jersey. Yeah, New Jersey. And he says, he came to Israel, he was sure that everyone here will be miskenim, miserable. And he went to Tel Aviv, he sees all the cafe, people with energy. It gave him such a chizuk. We are in redemption of process, of normal some things that you can see and say, okay, it's nature, but we see Hashem because we know. We know everything was promised. We know that something like this never happened. But when things are in process, they're not going always in the, let's say, so easy. Sometimes they're challenging. I get thousands of questions, thousands. If I don't answer, it's not because I don't want to answer. I try. Now it's better. Now it's 2,437 chats. I don't know who. Most people that ask me, I don't know who are they. So someone, I think it's a teenager, asked, why can't we see a miracle that will wake tomorrow morning and doesn't matter what we wanted to, something will happen. Gaza will be empty. No Hamas. Mal'a ha'aretz Hamas. Lo ye Hamas. And I told him, it won't happen not because we don't deserve it, but because we are in a higher level of Geula, of redemption. And Rav Kook explains, Hashem doesn't need to break nature that will need, that just like this will recognize and will understand who is the king of the world. We recognize Hashem in normal nature. And this is the goal. I have to tell you, I go around with soldiers. It seems that almost everyone is religious. First of all, it's true that half of them are really religious. A lot of them, the combat soldiers, a lot. A lot, much more than the percentage of Tzionut Datit in Israel. Much more than double. But also other people. You see, Yehudim Aminim, I have to tell you, there are places that all, or let's say 80% of the soldiers are with Tzitziot. Not Kippah. But Tzitziot. Tefillin. Something happens also. Am Israel feels Hashem also in this crazy situation. We read about Yaakov Avinu, all our parashot. And you ask yourself, Yaakov Avinu was, wow, a tzaddik. Why? His life is so challenging. He needs to... It's challenging for him to get the Bechorah. Challenging to get the Brachot. The blessing. It's challenging when he needs to escape from his brother, that he wants to kill him. And then, to get married. To get married, that Lavan is changing the wives. To have money, business, that Lavan is cheating him all the time. Echlif et maskurti aseret monim. And then again, with Esav, that also he needs to be afraid of Esav. And then with Dinah, and with Shechem, and Hamor that we read.
and his children that are quarreling, and then Mechirat Yosef, and then Shimon, and then Binyamin, and then Ra'av, starving, and he needs to leave Eretz Israel. Even to die, they don't give him so simple to bring his bones and to ask Paro. How can it be? Someone tzaddik, like Yaakov Avinu. I'll say it in Hebrew and then I'll translate it somehow. ההופעה של כנסת ישראל בעולם היא כל כך גבוהה שהיא לא יכולה לבוא בקלות. Understood what I say? עם ישראל has a mission. עם ישראל has a mission לתקן עולם ומלכות שדי. עם ישראל has a mission to take all the קדושה, the holiness of God, of Hashem, and to bring it to our world, to connect between Kodesh and Chol, to have the mission of Am Israel, it's something that cannot be easy. We have a mission that seems bilti efshari, that you cannot do it. To take a world that is a world that is not holy by itself, a world that lots of people are evil, and to bring the world to morality, to kedusha, to be close to Hashem, this is a mission that never can be easy. And it's challenging for Yaakov, and it's challenging for us also today, but Chazal told us, Yaakov Avinu lo met. Yaakov Avinu didn't die because when his children are alive, he's alive. You know, there is a place called Metzada. There is archaeolog. You know what is archaeolog? Archaeologist. So many words that they stole from Hebrew. There is archaeolog. The problem is that I really think this like this, though. So there is an archaeologist that his name was Gutman, and he found Metzada. When he found it, he told all his students, look here in Metzada, Anachnu Nitzachnu. You know what is Nitzachon? To win? One? Victory? Anachnu Nitzachnu. They looked at him and said, what do you mean Anachnu Nitzachnu? Everyone knows what happened in the Metzada. Everyone was killed in Metzada. And then he said, you know, the Romans that tried to kill us, where are they today? None of them is here. Nitzachon is also from the world Netzach. Netzach?
Eternity.
Eternity. We are here today. Anachnu Nitzachnu. It's not easy, it's complicated, but we are here. We are, not just that we are surviving, we are in Eretz Israel, we have State of Israel. We are the real winners. And because of this, we have to understand, it's true that it's not easy. It's true that we are crying on so many people that were killed, wounded, captured, but we are not coming to this war when we are weak. Baruch Hashem, we are strong. For thousands of years, always, nations in the world try to kill us. In Mas'e Atzlav, the Gerus Farad, and the Holocaust, but never, we had the ability to protect ourselves. We have a state. We have a strong army. Anachnu, Baruch Hashem, Chazakim. We are strong. We are going to this war when we are strong. We are not weak. We are not going to this war when we are benemichut. Eh? Lowly. We are going bezkifut koma. Stand up. I don't know if there's a word better. And we have to understand, it's not easy. But Baruch Hashem, we are not in the situation that we were for thousands of years. You know, in Tzfat, in 1929, when the Arabs killed so many Jewish people in Tzfat, how much weapon the Jewish had in Tzfat? They didn't have even one. Nothing. They just killed us. We are not there today. It's complicated. It's challenging. But Baruch Hashem, we are in Geula. We are in redemption. Baruch Hashem, we are strong. And Baruch Hashem, Kodosh Baruch is with us. And Chazal told us another important thing on redemption. Everyone understands that things can be in a process. Everyone understands. But Chazal told us that redemption would not be in normal process. Chazal told us, Dome dodi li tzvio leofer ha'ayalim midrash shir ha'shirim rava perek aleph. Ma tzvi, a deer, when he goes, climbs on the mountain, nigle ve'nichse ve'chozer ve'nigle, kach geulatan shel Yisrael. When a deer climbs on the mountain, he goes down, but then he climbs higher. He goes down, but then he climbs higher. This is redemption. And all the times that we see that we go down, like now, it's before the next jumping. Hrav Kook wrote an article after Meoraot Tarpat, after 1929. The name of the article is Shuvu Levitzaron. And in his article that appears in Ma'amarei Hareaya, he says, we can see in our eyes that always when terrible things happen in his time, always afterwards came something better, came something higher. No one wants this situation. No one wants it. We don't like it. We are crying on all the things that happened, but we know. As I said before, we are not weak, and we know that Be'ezrat Hashem, all what happens now is before something higher that will be Be'ezrat Hashem in a few years. And I want to say some things just to explain a little, and then maybe I'll hear questions, and then maybe I'll follow with Hanukkah and our situation together, yes? Connect both things together. Look, no one knows. No one knows why things are happening. We are not Nevi'im. There are people that can say, oh, yes, because of this, because of this, because of this. We're not there. But on the other hand, Rambam told us in Hilchot Aniyot, Perek Aleph, that when we have a war, we have to try to be better, to pray, and to try to see in which things we can be better. Kach Rambam omer, כשתבוא צרה או מלחמה על הציבור, Rambam says, צריכים לזעוק ולהריע. We have to daven, to scream, I don't know if this is the word, this zok, ve'le'aria, and to understand that things are happening because we need to be better. In the last few years, I had twice a time that was very difficult and it was very close to each other. One was Simchat Torah. Now, the war. But before was Yom Kippur. In the end of Yom Kippur, everyone knows what happened in Tel Aviv. With the tefillah in Tel Aviv, right? I have to say, in Simchat Torah, I was crying, it was terrible. In Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, when I heard, I was worried. Because when Am Yisrael is divided, wow, we know, Chazal told us, that this is the most terrible thing. It's not just like every country that everyone should be together. It's good for We understand that we have Siyata Dishmaya, that Hashem is with us just when we are in unity. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Midrash, in Ma'amad Har Sinai, Ilu Haita Chasera Neshama Achat, if one soul wouldn't be there, in Sinai, Lo Haita Yoredet Shechina. Shechina wouldn't go, wouldn't appear on Har Sinai. We need everyone. And I have to say that Baruch Hashem, everyone understands it, but Baruch Hashem, meanwhile, we see, let's say, 95% of the people in unity. There are 5% that are trying to make balagan, but 95% with the soldiers, it's 99.9. I'm telling you, I see thousands of soldiers, thousands. I give them a speech, everyone comes. It doesn't matter, religious, non-religious, left, right, everyone comes. I give them in the end a hug and a bracha, everyone comes. To get a hug and a bracha, doesn't matter, religious, non-religious. And I speak to soldiers and they feel one family, no question. Everyone understands that everyone is going to fight to sacrifice life for the other one. Also, in civilians with lots of places, I'm helping now lots of yeshuvim of Otef Aza, and lots of them are not religious and they left. I'm not sure that 2 months ago we would have such a warm conversation. Today, here, I'll read you. Here, someone from Zikim. Zikim is not religious. Chiloni left. No shul in Zikim. Okay? Here, I'm just reading at the beginning and the end. Kvod Harav Ha'uv. The love. Ratzinu lomar lecha toda meomek halev v'atmicha. Ohavim amon u'ma'arichim in the name. I'm not sure that 2 months ago that we write Kvod Harav Ha'uv. Ohavim me'od. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm sure not. Yes, but maybe not. No, you man. We are very close today. Very close. People in the Tiva Asara, we are very close. One in the Tiva Asara told me. He said, you know, till 2 months ago, I couldn't bear all of you. I couldn't bear, and I have to say, I discovered now that I put borders between us because I didn't know you. Because so many people are coming and hugging and giving. It says, all the borders, all of them fell. I think they were together. We are one family. And I wanted, you know, to say, I said, yes, it's not you that you put the borders. It's the media. He said, no, I put it. I put it and now I took it off. There's another one also, Iris. Don't know if you heard, she went to Ulpenat Chorev. But not, she made. Also, she is from, I think, Far Aza. Also, she says that she was all the time in the other side. She came to Gush Etzion, first time in her life. And she says, I feel that this is my place. And I feel that lots of people feel like this. I know, that we have to think all the time how to continue it after the war. I know, it bothers me a lot, and I have a special program for this. I'm working on it. And in a minute I'll tell you something on it. But we have to search, now we are in Chanukah, Nekudot Or betoch HaChoshech. Chanukah teaches us, also when it's dark, you know, Chanukah is Choref, times that it's dark. We are lighting Chanukah candles and we know we are trying to find Or, to find light. So one point that I see is the unity. That Baruch Hashem, I think it's something very special. Very special that for years we didn't have it. In a minute I speak, it continues. Do you see more points of light in this balagan? Do you see more points of light? Akasha. What do you say? Toda, toda, Rava. Toda. What do you say? So tell me examples. Ma? People helping. You see chesed. You see chesed all over. In Israel. From all the world. People are coming, trying to help. You know, people are creating chesed in so many, wow, unique ways. Echem chashvu al zeh. You know, this one, and that one, everyone is trying to do something. And you see, Am Yisrael, in chesed, religious, non-religious, charedim, everyone is trying to do his best. And it's exciting. We see Am Yisrael in something that also never happens in other nations. When there is a war in a country, what is the direction of people, in or out? Out. It's here something Michigan, I understand? Crazy. We are in war. Every week, thousands of people come from abroad to be here. I myself go, maybe it's 200 a week. And there are many more. Many more. They are coming to Israel from all the world, coming to hug, to be. In the beginning, a few weeks of the war, 300,000 people came to go to the army. You heard about it. You understand that when you're in Chutz La'aretz, you don't need to go to the army. You don't need. Also, if you get Tzav Shmone, you don't need. 300,000 people decided to risk their life and to be with Am Yisrael. And the Dabar Kazeh Ba'olam, nothing of this would happen ever. You understand? Never. You agree with me? Never. Not in the States. Never. People will come, hundreds of people, thousands, to be in the war. So we have to understand all the light in things in Am Yisrael. And Chazal, the Torah told us that in Milchama in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha mithalech bekerev machanecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you. Hashem Elokecha mithalech bekerev machanecha. Le'atzilcha, latet oyvecha lefanecha. The Torah tells us that like in Bet HaMikdash, that Hashem is there, when you have an army camp in Israel, Hashem is there. I'm telling you, I saw him all the time. Shechina, if someone went to an army camp inside, straight, especially next to Gaza, you can see Shechina. You can see, you can feel something. And we understand, Hashem is with us. And Baruch Hashem, so many good things, so we feel that something good is happening. I'll just tell you, just shortly, I'm trying to do lots of things to help soldiers, and Baruch Hashem, I know that also people here helped soldiers, and we did in Sulamot, we helped more than 25 million shekels to buy equipment to soldiers and to help them, and it's still today, all the time, and to be with them, to inspire them, and to try to help. There are people here that helped me 19 years ago was a disengagement from Gush Katif, and people lost their jobs, and an open organization called Job Katif, and lots of people here helped that will find jobs for the people from Gush Katif. And Baruch Hashem, we found jobs for 3,000 of them. We opened 280 businesses and we brought the Gush Katif people to the average of unemployment in Israel. And the government wrote about it, that we succeed in the places that the government didn't succeed. And Shimon Peres, then the president, gave us the president award on this. And we continue to help Ethiopians, to help soldiers for needy families, the same idea. Today it's called Laofek and Sulamot. And with this thing, we are helping also now all the people from Otef, Gaza, to find jobs and to help them. It's called Atufim, like Otef Gaza. And we are trying to do lots of things, but unity is something that all the time I think on it. And I'm telling you that maybe you afterwards can have other more ideas and to see how to do it. I believe that most of Am Yisrael, let's say 80%, can be respecting and loving each other, also if they think different. And most things they think the same. 20% are more extreme, and they are making the balagan. You know what is balagan? When you come to Israel, the first word that you learn, balagan. So they are creating the balagan. And also the media helps them. And I want to take those 80% and to try to bring them to be united, to be in unity. How? To make groups, religious, non-religious, Haredim, let's say 30 people in each group, and that they'll speak just on things that that can be bring people to appreciate, to love each other, chesed, they can do chesed together, Jewish history of the family and other things. It doesn't matter for me, and I want to teach the group, it doesn't matter what do you think, left or right, and it doesn't matter religious. Let's say you are eating chazer, I don't know how to say it. On Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbat. Doesn't matter. We are family, we are together. And how will it work? I wanted each group that will be a leader. A leader that his profession is Tikshoret Mekarevet. How would it say Tikshoret Mekarevet? He knows how to take a group and to bring it to be together. You know, there are people that are profession. Also in high-tech companies, they know how to. And how will I bring people to this group? Because everywhere in the media will find the way that it will be kavod to be in a group like this. And we'll help them. We'll help them with activities, with food. We'll help them. And we'll make a board that in the board will be religious, non-religious, left, right, everyone. I need two conditions of people in the board. First of all, that they believe in Am Yisrael. There are people that they don't believe. They think we are two nations. They believe that Am Yisrael is one family. And the other thing, people that are very nechmadim, very kind, very איזה מילה אתם רוצים לתת? איך? Warm. Good people. If they are good people, we can do good things together. I know that it can cost maybe 100 million, but if you dream on something important like unity of Am Yisrael, you should dream the highest. No limits, because the unity of Am Yisrael is much more important. And if you have ideas, so you can let me know. And before I say a few things, we have just 10 minutes on Hanukkah. Do you have questions? Or something that you don't agree? You can also say what your opinion, whatever you think. You know, oh. Look, I'm thinking on things that I feel that I can do. The unity of Am Yisrael, I feel that it's something that it's also in our hands. I don't know what will happen in Gaza. I don't know. I know that it's not in my hands. So I know, look. Yesterday, I sat with people that are, wow, you know, number one in this. We had a secret... We heard things from people, but I don't know. I can repeat what they said, but I'm not sure that they know. No, no one really knows. After Simchat Torah, we understand that Ktzat Anava. We don't know. I don't know. I know that we need something that will be very wow, because Am Yisrael in Simchat Torah had Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem. I would call it Hashpala. What do you say, Ashpala? They did us, לא יודע אפשר להגיד, עשו לנו בית ספר, yes? School, they did us. חוצפה, what they did, נכון? ממש. And we need קידוש השם now. We need something, not just to say, okay, we are winners, זה לא מספיק. We need something, I don't know what, but I hope that something will happen. Something larger, I don't know what, I leave it to קדוש ברוך הוא, but I hope that something like this will happen. We are not going to conquer all Gaza, it won't happen. We are not going to take all the people in Gaza and transfer this to another place. You know why it won't happen? Also, if we pay the money and they'll say, okay, we leave. No one wants them. It won't work. You cannot do it. Just צריך להבין, yes? It's not something that someone wants. There will be, they'll come back, אין מה לעשות. We are here with them and we have to see what to do. Another woman from Kfar Aza that was in plan of shalom with... She did all the time. This was all her life. Palestinians and Jewish people together. She has four people of her family that two are killed, two are captured. And she told me, I don't know what to do. Because now, I don't know how can I do things with them, because how can I rely on them? Because the Arabs that were in her Yishuv, in Kfar Aza, they gave the secrets to the Hamas. It's complicated. We'll have to do something, I don't know, because in the end we are here. And they are here, we'll have to live together. Adbo Goel Tzedek. Adbo Mashiach. We'll have to do something, I don't know. But I hope that if Am Yisrael would be in unity, so Kodosh Baruch will help us also with what we're living in Gaza. Okay, so I want to end with... I don't know how many things we'll have time on Chanukah, but let's start with Maoz Tzur. We say on Chanukah, Maoz Tzur Yeshuati. Okay. On what speaks Maoz Tzur? So we know Maoz Tzur Yeshuati, it's Mordechai, right? Chane Yeshabeach, Reish. Ra'ot Tzava Nafshi, Viagon Kochi Kilach, Chayai Meru Bekushi, מלכות עגלה ובידו הגדולה הוציא את הסגולה חיל פרו וכל זרו. This speaks on Egypt, right? More דלת. דביר קודשו הביאני וגם שם לא שקטתי ובן נוגס ועגלני כי רבים עבדתי. בבל, זרו בבל לעת שבים נושתי. Okay, so this is גלות בבל, בית המקדש, גלות בבל, right? So we have Egypt. And then Galut Bavel. Mordechai, Kaf. Krot Kodcho, Krot Koma Berosh Bikesh Agagi Ben Amdata. This is Purim. And then we have Mordechai, we have Yud. Yevanim Nikbetsu Alai, Azayim Yechashmanim. This is Chanukah. And then Chasof Zroa Kodshecha that speaks on the end. Okay. I want to ask you, why don't we start Leila Seder with Maoz Tzur Yeshuati instead of Mad Ishtana to sing Maoz Tzur. Why Maoz Tzur is in Chanukah? We could sing it in Leila Seder. Maoz Tzur speaks on Pesach, speaks on Purim, on Chanukah, on Bavel. Why? We sing it on Chanukah. So maybe in the beginning, in the first Maoz Tzur Yeshuati, Chanukat HaMizbeach, maybe something of Chanukah. But I think that the answer is different. When we look, let's say, on the miracles of Egypt, we understand that Hashem did it. You understand the 10 plagues, Kriyat Yamsuf. When you look on other miracles of Purim, Chanukah, you can say maybe yes, maybe not. It's natural. Natural. How do we know that Hashem did all this? We know, first of all, we have Emunah, of course. But we know when we look not just on this, when we look on the whole history. We say, look, for thousands of years, Hashem saved us. It's Egypt, and then after Bavel, and Purim, and Chanukah. Chanukah is the last Chag that is not even in the Tanakh. And it also looks natural. If you look just at Hanukkah, you can say the Maccabim were strong, they succeeded. They were strong, but they had maybe technical, they did. Just when you look on all the history together, then you see, wow, it cannot be by chance that always Am Yisrael survives. We understand that someone is in charge, that Hashem leads all this. And because of this, we say it on Hanukkah. First of all, Hanukkah is natural. Hanukkah is even not in Tanakh. That you can say, okay, it just happened by itself. And Hanukkah, because it's the last Chag, you can see all the history and you understand who leads everything. If we could add another bite and to speak on Milchemet HaAtzmaut and Sheshet HaYamim and Yom Kippur and Chorvot Barzel, then we can see, wow, thousands of years, we are still here, Hashem is with us. We know, not everything is easy, it's complicated, but we know Hashem helps us all the history. We know Hashem brought us back to Eretz Israel against all the things that happened in the world. We know that Am Yisrael is in unity, and we know that Be'ezrat Hashem Alachu Nenatzeach. We are going to win this war. 100%, we know. We know Hashem is with us. We know that Chazal told us we won't have Churban Shlishi. We won't have a third destruction. Lo yayoter. We are here. We know it's not easy. We know we have what to do, but we understand that Hashem is all the history with us, and we understand that also now, and after we saw the returning to Eretz Israel, to the state of Israel, we understand that Hashem is with us and that we are going to win. And when we say Mao Tzur on Hanukkah, it's much more meaningful to say it today in Eretz Israel, Medinat Israel, and we can feel, even when we are not singing, our also column, our bite. We can understand that we can add another part to this song, and that we are a part of the Geula and the redemption. So Be'ezrat Hashem, that Am Yisrael will win in this war. Be'ezrat Hashem, that our soldiers would not be hurt anymore. Be'ezrat Hashem, that all the captures, all the shvuim will come back. Be'ezrat Hashem, שהקדוש ברוך הוא ישלח רפואה שלמה לכל הפצועים. And Be'ezrat Hashem, that after we win this war, we'll be more and more in unity. And Be'ezrat Hashem, if we'll succeed to be in unity, I'm sure that this will be another step to Mashiach and to Bet HaMikdash, Be'ezrat Hashem.
For the Avamarv in 5 minutes. Thank you, Rabbi Mahon. That was wonderful.
I wanted to share with you questions that I got from army soldiers, but this will be next time. It's interesting, but this was in the end times. Next time, remind me.